So a little observation before we begin. One is it's lovely to see those of you who are long-termers here, but also lovely to see you who are visitors. Thank you for coming to join us for this Thanksgiving celebration. Secondly, there was a wonderful moment at the beginning of the service when, as I was typing, so we've got this rope belt underneath here called a cincture, because nothing has a normal name in the church. It's either called a cincture or a girdle. And I was tightening up just as the line came, "All is safely gathered in." And I thought that was appropriate. So that I'm going to begin with a confession. There are some, very few, things that I miss from my evangelical days of, crumbs, 35 plus years ago now. And I should be clear, this is a kind of soft-edged Anglican evangelicalism of Great Britain in the 1980s. This is not the kind of right-wing nationalism that we're seeing now under this guise of evangelicalism. Anyway, one of the things I do miss is there were lots of songs about thankfulness. And, you know, you could be guaranteed every week you'd have, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, all you, his people," and those kind of things. Or, "Give thanks with a grateful heart," and you could all gently sway along. And of course, we've got a great selection of thankful hymns today, but they're not quite the kind of backbone of what I grew up with in the sort of more chorus orientated. Admittedly, some of these songs were, "Give thanks to God that God isn't doing bad things to us, because he sent Jesus to take away the punishment that we would have got if we didn't know Jesus." But there were some that were just about giving thanks for all that we have, for the life that we have, for the beauty of the world around us, for those who share our lives. Praise songs just celebrating God and all that God has blessed us with. But more of that in a moment. I'm going to veer off for a bit. I am so glad that Bishop Anna began our season of stewardship with a reminder that stewardship is a spiritual practice. We often use the phrase as well, spiritual discipline, but I like the idea of a spiritual practice. There's a much more expansive view of stewardship than just, "How much are you going to give?" A message I hope I've managed to echo in the stewardship pack, which is available today, and one which we will hear more of in the coming weeks. Don't forget your stewardship packs, folks. I'm so glad, though, that this term spiritual practice came into conversation last week, because a practice is dynamic. It continues. It evolves. It is, above all things, active. Spiritual's a pretty good word, too. And in the years I've been privileged to lead and to serve this community, I've talked often about St. John's being a spiritual community with an activist ethos, that our spirituality is the heart and the engine of what we do in our work to serve the world and transform the world in love. And I want to talk about another spiritual practice this week. And it shouldn't be a great shock to you, considering what holiday we are celebrating this weekend. It's one I've talked about plenty of times before. But that practice is gratitude. And of course, here we come back to my opening theme. Thanksgiving is an opportunity, a gift of the Christian year to bring us back to that place of appreciation for all that we have and all that we are blessed with. For we are constantly bombarded with messages about how much we do not have, what we need. We see it on billboards everywhere, on our computer screens, on the TV, we hear it on the radio, we see it in the cinema, wherever. We are told we need more of this. We don't look like that. We don't drive that kind of car that will give us status. We would be happier, we're told, if we owned X, Y, or Z, or maybe back to A again. Thanksgiving reminds us that we already do have. We may not have a lot. We may not be where we hope to be or even where we should be, but we do have. And for that, we should be grateful. Not that we should be satisfied with our lot and never try to better ourselves or to help others or to seek to change the systems that perpetuate injustice and inequity. I'm not saying be satisfied with what you got and suck it up, buttercup. This is not a rehash of that old, God has ordered all, rich and poor, given them their estate, and all should humbly accept their place in the social order, which has been used to keep the poor in their place for centuries. And whilst unstated, is still the way that society works today. But I could be here a long time if I try and unpack that. But we get that, yes? Oh, good. I saw some nodding. Phew. Back to gratitude, which is more than thanksgiving, though thanksgiving is at the heart of it. Indeed, thanksgiving is at the heart of who we are as Christian peoples, particularly in our Anglican tradition, where we are grounded in the Eucharist, and the word means to give thanks. It's important enough for today, thanksgiving is important enough for today's gospel to make it a virtue. Even though the other nine who were healed in today's gospel story did exactly what they were told by Jesus and went off to see the priests, the one who comes back and offers thanks is the one that is held up as an example. Gratitude is the cultivation of an attitude of heart. The work of seeing what we do have rather than what we do not. As an aside, there seems to be a lot of evidence that those who practice gratitude on a daily basis, those who take time to name those things they are grateful for, or to keep a gratitude journal, or meditate on gratitude, those who do that have, it seems, lower stress and often better mental health outcomes. So there is something in gratitude that is physically as well as emotionally and spiritually good for us. When we are able to appreciate the gift of each breath, of the sun and of the air, of those things which give us hope, value, love, and meaning, then grounded in that, we become able to appreciate the divine in all things. The God who is around us, within us, between us, and in those who surround us. Gratitude, too, is not just an individual thing, it is a common calling. If you asked me to name what I am grateful for in this community, I would begin with, and this is by no means an extensive list, compassion, resilience, wisdom, advocacy, worship, creativity, love, affirmation, challenge, humor, music, the arts, wardens, yes, council, yes, colleagues, yes, service, hope, breadth and depth of thinking and feeling, eating together, learning, exploration, growing in community, and of course pies. All of these things we do together. This is our community, and I am grateful for you all. Gratitude is a start, or perhaps part of a virtuous circle. It should lead us to action. Recognizing what we have, we give thanks. We give from that recognition of all that we have. We receive in return. We give thanks. And so the cycle continues. In our reading from 2 Corinthians, we are reminded how those who sow sparingly reap sparingly. When we hold to ourselves all that we have, it remains just what we have. When we share, it grows. And as Bishop Anna reminded us, as St. Paul reminds us, we become richer in our giving. Which leads, lastly, onto a thought on stewardship. Our stewardship, our curation of all that we have been given, all that we have been blessed with, our money, our time, our gifts and talents, this beautiful world, our relationships, our energies, we draw attention to these, not to increase the income of the church, though honestly, we do have to do that. And I ask you to consider what your gift might be this coming year. But we draw attention to it in order to liberate our hearts and minds from anxiety, encouraging first a gratitude coming from an awareness of how much we have, the abundance with which we are blessed, and then encouraging us to think about how we use those gifts well. When Paul writes, The Lord loves a cheerful giver. I think it's more than just a way of trying to get the Corinthians to cough up a bit more for the Jerusalem church. It's a recognition that when we can give freely, when we can give of ourselves and all that we have, we are set free from the feeling of not having enough, the anxiety of scarcity, and coming from a place of joyful sharing. And I think it's that that delights the heart of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.